back to Homo in Training. I'm Jide.
Hi, I'm Leslie.
And we're a variety show, changes topics every week. And this week we're back with our still semi-fresh new catch-up moment where we're just going to talk about us.
Yeah.
Get to know us, our personalities, who we are, what we think, what we stand for. Mm. It won't be so deep, like a thoughtful moment. It'll just be like lighthearted, short, cute, simple, right?
Yeah. And today's catch-up is with Jay.
Yeah, so quick intro and let's just get into it.
All right, so we're doing the catch-up. If you already know or you don't know, we introduced this new segment in the last episode where I did my catch-up. And y'all got to know how 2024 is going for me and what my plans are. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to do catch up with Jay. So it's been a few weeks into 2024, a month, or show is?
Yeah.
What is going on with you? What do you want to catch up us, and is 2024 treating you good?
You know, so far, it's slow.
Yeah.
It's slow to start. I think what this year means to me is, like, not to copy everything that you said in your last one, but I really want this year to be my time to focus, because you know when you know you need to do something and it's in the back of your head and you still do it, but there's no urgency to it. Mm-hmm. Or you don't, like, you have a to-do list, but you don't have a priority of how you want to do the list to get it done efficiently and as quick as possible. And I think this year it's really just about kind of trying to stop the, like, that thing in my head that is just, like, fear-based anxiety of, like, the unknown, what I've been struggling with. Like, I feel like I get so paralyzed with fear that I just don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a really good, maybe it's not good, but I have, like, a coping mechanism of just, when things get too much, like too many feelings, too many things, I just kind of like completely like black it out, like ignore it as much as possible, because it's the only way that I can get through whatever I'm experiencing. And since I've been experiencing hurdles, mm-hmm. I've been having some hurdles, you know, with not my job, but with myself working with people again, because, you know, since COVID, you know, y'all know my infamous unemployment and stuff, and, you know, I was temping and stuff, but, like, I don't know, I feel like now that it's, like, a real job and, like, a real, like, I'm actually, like, I don't know why the temping didn't feel real. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but this feels more real than jumping from company to company. Like, this is more, like, an investment. Not so much in the company, but, like, in myself professionally, because from here on, I'm going to be making choices that will help me professionally. And I feel like with temping, I wasn't working towards something. I was just quite literally hopping from job to job.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just, like, trying to focus on reintegrating myself into work. Because it's just, I don't know. I feel like I mentioned it in our last episode, but in our last season's episode about just like my lack of like professionalism or like training to be professional.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I really want to build that up more. And I'm just trying to reckon with my personality and my quirks and trying to integrate that into my professionalism. And I don't feel like I can.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm just going through a lot of just like trying, not mold myself, but I don't know. Like, I feel like during COVID, my personality, my emotions got like really out of control and like unregulated. And now that I'm back in like society, I'm like dealing with that. Like, like all of a sudden I was like spoiled and have these things. And now I have strict parents.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Like, I've been kind of introduced into the professional world like that, you know, like someone who is like still dealing with like his own like issues and kind of it leaking through in my job, which I just don't like that. I don't like that I take things so personally. Like, it's just, it's really frustrating, because in real life, I feel like I don't take that many personal things personally. But like, I don't know, when you have your job and your work, and people critique that, it's, I don't know, I feel like it's like, what does Beyonce say? I'm sensitive about my art, you know?
Yeah. 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 Like, and when you identify a lot with your work, I think that that's why it feels like it's directed towards you.
Yeah.
So with this year, you focusing on building yourself, you know, not at your work, but kind of around like who you want to be as a professional. Is there anything right now that you plan to engage in? Any like habits, any like book, like, I don't know, bitch, videos, webinars, shit that you're going to, that you have planned that might help you?
No, because I think I know what I need to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I know what is professional and I know what is expected of someone in a professional environment. I think what is hard is that I don't want to do it.
So you.
Yeah.
You're the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Like, it's just so hard because, you know, okay, sometimes, like, I don't know. I just say things and it's just so weird. Like, I just, like, I don't want to be a bitch, but I just, like, I don't know. I just have a quip in my brain and it just, like, regurgitates out. We talked about this in the therapy episode, but
yeah.
I don't know. There are just things that I know that I can approach in a different way, but I get so frustrated that I just, like, go for the blunt.
Mm.
You know, like, there was, like, an instance where I made like a little minor change on this thing that I was doing, where instead of using stickers, I was using like business cards.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, they were just like, oh, well, I thought we were going to do stickers. Like, you know, that's what we do, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, but you know, it just made more sense to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just kept like bringing up, yeah, but you know, this and this, like the stickers and then the stickers. And I was like, okay, well, this is what we're doing. So can we move on?
Mm-hmm.
And like, that was just because I just was getting like annoyed. I was just like, literally, this event is today. Like, can we just move on? Like, it's done. Like, let's just keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when I, like, said that, I, like, immediately was just like, God damn it. Like, you know, you shouldn't have done that. But I was just getting so frustrated with just, like, the same thing being repeated at me, you know? And I just don't know. No, I do know. I do know what I need to do. It's just, like, I don't know. And then this kind of opens up the door of, like, okay, so it's my career thing just not going to be a front-facing job, because you know I struggled a lot with this when I was working at my other job, where I can be friendly, can be nice, I can turn it on,
mm-hmm,
but it does take a lot out of me.
Yeah.
And I'm not the smiley, like, you know, that's been brought up to me at work, like, you're just so, you know, you just always look mad. And I'm just like, well, because I'm not gonna be like, hey guys, what's up, you know what I mean? Like, if I say like, oh my god, like if people are like, like, oh, it's so rainy today. Like, I'm going to be like, I know. Like, I literally hate it. I'm not going to be like, oh, I know, right? Like, it sucks. Like, I'm going to, like, talk in a...
In a tone?
Well, in a tone, yeah. But, like, my tone, I feel like sometimes, like, I enjoy my tone when it comes to certain things. Like, whenever we're talking and you'll say, like, oh, like, I saw this thing. I was like, I know, that's, like, so funny. But I'm like, oh, my God, that is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'll do it in like a lower pitch or like in a monotone way, but I like that, and I feel like that's not like, I feel like you're not like, damn, you fucking bitch, like, if you didn't think it was funny, don't fucking say it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you guys don't do that. You guys are just like, oh yeah, well, that's how he is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, it's because like your personality. You know what I mean? Like, people don't, we've talked about this, like, people don't know your personality that well, which is why with like new friends or new people, you have to ease them into who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's anyone, because you do test the waters anywhere you go. You kind of test the waters with your work peeps, because you're like,
yeah,
like, what kind of, you know, are we going to have like a snitch? Like, what kind of person, yeah, are we going to have?
Yeah.
You test the waters, you know, when you try something new, and you test the waters with new people in general. And mm-hmm, even in a relationship, right? Yeah. That's kind of what dating is. Like, you don't, and people say, you know, have different perspectives on this, but on the first date, right, they're not like,
yeah, like, trauma dumping.
Yeah,
trauma. And if they dumping, are red flag.
Yeah, but there are, I think, certain things that, like, in the first few dates, you may want to discuss depending on your level of seriousness,
mm-hmm,
which may be, like, marriage may come up, like, you know, actually, like, I don't really want to get married. I was already married, and hopefully, you know, if that's, mm-hmm, what you want and you're pursuing a relationship, then, like, we're not good.
Mm-hmm.
Third date, okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's similar with work.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I am excited to kind of hear your process as, you know, as a year kind of walks along with us, because yeah, it sounds like you know what you need to do and you just need to catch yourself or do a lot of, like, inner monologue where inner dialogue where you're kind of prepping yourself to hold some of that, like, comments or tone or whatever it is, because you mentioned you don't like being seen as this bitch. You don't like being seen as the guy that has an opinion all the time. Mm-hmm. But then you're also finding out, right, that it's like, okay, maybe not a front-facing job. Like, then what does that mean for you?
Yeah, and you mentioned, I think it was off the record about, about starting school. Mm-hmm. And I think I mentioned to you, like, about how I mentioned before I wanted to do IT and stuff. And, like, I'm still, like, that hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. And I will get into this on my Shirley Bassey episode, but I just cannot stop thinking about music and performance and singing and stuff. Like, that is, like, the only thing that I can think about when it comes to any sort of joy. Because people say, what brings you joy? Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that I can think about when it comes to anything that is, like, what's your dream job? What's your dream whatever? It's, like, that is the only thing I can think of. Not the not the flying private, the everyone knowing who you are. Like, bitch, I wouldn't mind having a very simple, like, what's an artist that we love that's not, like, super duper famous? Fucking
Jennifer Lopez.
No, I said not famous, not a good singer. I don't know. Right. Like,
mostly, like, theater people.
Yeah, right. because even doing something like that, because who was it? I think it was, like, a Casey, which we'll have him back, because, listen, guys, we're going to have another episode about Palestine. You're just getting ready. But he was just like, you know, have you thought about, you know, doing, like, more singing stuff? And I'm like, yeah, I have, but it's just, like, my job just doesn't let me. Like, not that they're like, you can't do it, but it's, like, it's a 9 to 6, and I have to pretty much not be available from 7:30 on, mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, you have to get up, you have to get ready, then you have to drive there. And then on the way back after 6 to even get home, it's like a whole hour. Mm-hmm. And then let's include, you know, another hour to eat and shower. Mm-hmm. And at that point, it's already 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm sorry, like, I'm not going to go to a theater troupe at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or right after work, go do some theater thing that takes 2 hours and then get home at 9 and then go to bed by 11. When they say 11, I really mean 1 in the morning. And, you know, get back up and do it all over again. Like, I don't know. It just all seems, like, not plausible. Maybe to some people it doesn't. Like, oh, you still have all these hours. But, like, the way that my brain works and my mind works, I'm not you. I can't pack in 10 things in one day. I would love to. And I've tried, you know, some days you don't have a day off. I'm like, oh, I'm going to clean this. And I don't. Like, I'll clean one thing. I'm like, God damn, that was, like, a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to take several days to, like, get something done because, you know, I like to change it up. You know, I can't stay focused on one specific task all the time. Like, it's just, that's really hard for me. Even at work. Yeah. Like, if I'm working, like, on social media, I can't make the graphic, make the text, schedule it all in one sitting. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to work on the graphic, take a break, you know, whatever, come back to it, look at it, do it again, and then come back, make the caption. You know what I mean? Like, I have to kind of move around and do different stuff so that I can, I don't know, function. And, you know, my mom, she actually said that too. She was just like, yeah, she's like, when I'm cleaning, like, you know, I'll clean and I'll get distracted and go over here and then I'll go back to cleaning. And, like, that's just how my brain works. Like, I'm just not, like, the type that to just sit down and completely focus on this one, clean the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's difficult. It's difficult to do that. You don't have a good work and life balance, which makes it really difficult for you to do the things that you really enjoy, which is a conversation that is well known for folks that are struggling with their 9 to 5.
Oh, for
or,
sure.
8 to 4 or whatever and live in a city or just don't have the means, which is why people, you know, are more suicidal than ever and are, you know, not happy, which is why happy once turnover is high and da, 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 da. But yeah, I think it sounds like you have a good idea of what you need to do. And I think initiating that plan, sticking to it, finding the ways that you can invest in yourself however you can, mm-hmm. because this job really, like, isn't your everything. It's taken a lot of your energy, but you also, we did an episode where we talked about accountability, and you have to hold yourself accountable.
I know. And that I don't. And that's why I don't promise myself things just because, like, I just don't like that. Like, I just don't like that. I just don't, I say I'm going to do something and I don't. Like, it just, like, makes me so mad. And then you get into this, like, guilt thing of just, like, yeah, because you can't fucking do shit. You know what I mean? Not, like, not to get, like, pessimistic about it, but you know what I mean? Like, you just get into this mood of just, like, it just makes everything harder, I feel, you know? Obviously, because I'm mentally ill, but also I feel like I am struggling so much with just being happy in all aspects of my life, right? Like, of my home life balance, my work, and all that stuff. It's always, like, one thing or the other, right? It's never just, like, I mean, I don't think it's ever been work, but I just always think about the future and what, I just want to be happy, and I know what makes me happy. I'm just not doing it. And it's not because, like, people are like, oh, didn't go audition for this. Go, okay, bitch, win. And let's say I get this fucking, this play. Let's say I get Hamilton. Bitch.
Lion is King.
Like, come on. Like, in the room. Where, yeah. Like, bitch, like, let's say I do that. Mm-hmm. When am I going to go to rehearsals? When am I going to go to the performance that is, like, 3 nights a week?
Yeah.
Like, come on. And I feel like the only way I can do that is through having a job that is flexible.
Yeah, you have a lot of work to do. But we all do. And I think you know that. And finding ways that I think you can hold yourself accountable, I think, you know, you only have control of, like, your everyday. But I think, you know, like, if you wanted to, you would. And also, like, where in what you have can you make something happen with the limited? And I honestly think we talk about this, though. It's like, you're not going to have full happiness because life is evolving and changing at the millisecond, millispeed, mentally, whatever. So I think you figuring out, like, okay, I'm going to do these things, right? And is this the year you go to therapy? Or is this the year that you detox from something that is maybe enabling you from, I don't know, like, just searching through things or what have you, whatever it is, right? Which I do agree. I think having flexibility in a job is so important. And I'm really thankful that I have that for the first time, like, ever. And I see why people have, like, honed in on that, like, having flexibility at your job, because it does allow you to do other things in your life that aren't necessarily, like, happy and all these things, but help keep structure in your life, I think. And I think that's so important. At least that's the way that I see it. And so for folks that don't have, like, work your life about, like, yourself, I can see where the struggle is. And I can see why it's difficult to really pursue other things that will fill you with kind of energy and all of that when it's just, like, a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I'm same thing with, like, my way of thinking, right? It's like, I can't get everything cleaned in one day. I know that this isn't going to happen all in one day, right? Like, I feel myself changing just slowly by having things, having some sort of schedule, right? Even as simple as, like, doing my laundry, right? Like, knowing, like, I need to do it today because it's going to get me set up for the next week. Like, things like that. Instead of before, I would just let my laundry pile up until I was down to, like, my last unmatching pair of socks and last pair of, like, you know, middle school underwear that, you know, you have there. So I want to be more structured in that way, but I know that I just can't do it all at once. And I don't want to fault myself for not being able to. I'm kind of accepting myself for where I'm at, but not excusing the behavior, if that makes sense. Because I feel like a lot of times we bully ourselves because we can't be the person that gets up at 6 a.m. and start their day. You know what I mean? Like, I get that. I can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I would love to wake up when my alarm goes off. And I don't.
Yeah.
But I have a system now. Let me tell you guys right now. Listen, really quick.
Let me tell you your system, because I hear your system.
My system. My system is to put snooze 6 times. Listen. Listen, Linda. Listen. Listen. Listen.
I do every morning when I'm getting to work.
I need to wake up slowly. I can't just, the alarm goes off, I'm, all right, let's go. Like, I can't. Like, I need to kind of, like, lay in bed, eyes closed, like, feel the sun on my face and know that I need to wake up. Yeah. But still kind of have that, like, kind of just sitting there. And I don't know, dude, for some reason, when I put that snooze on, it's, like, 8 to 9 minutes, I think, is a snooze. I don't know what it is, but it's as if I fall back to sleep for, like, 3 hours. I don't know what it is, but I actually fall asleep. Mm-hmm. And then I wake up again, and I'm like, oh my damn, it's only 7:10. I was like, yes. Mm-hmm. I was like, let me do a snooze one more time, you know? And then it'll be like as if I'm like, I don't know what it is, but it makes me happy. Mm-hmm. It makes me happy. I'm not tired, and it genuinely wakes me up because I'm like, all right, we're getting close. Just a little bit more snooze, you know, whatever. But it's not like I'm awoken. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally wake up smiling. Mm-hmm. Like, it's weird. Like, I wake up, I'm like, hell yeah, bitch. Yeah. Hell yeah.
You, like, cheat time sometimes?
Yeah, I feel like I'm cheating time. But that's working for me right now, so that's how it's going to process. Because I try to be like, you know what? Just try to do, like, a alarm to kind of warn you that you need to wake up soon. And then do, like, a 30-minute, like, snooze or whatever. But, no, that's, like, that puts me too far into sleep that then I'm, like, back and I get tired again. So, I don't know. It works for me right now. But that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to find things that work for me without having to be like, because a lot of people say like take snooze off. Because I mean, I've seen crazier. You think I'm crazy for putting snooze on? Have you seen people with these alarms that are like every 2 minutes? Girl, that's crazy. That's psychotic.
Yeah, that's living on the edge way too much
for me. Yeah. And like but for me, this works. And this whole year is just not comparing myself really to you. Because you're the only person that really has it together around me. Mm-hmm. That I, like, compare myself a lot to. Because, I mean, I'm not going to compare myself to Angel. So, it's just like, because at that point, I'm winning, bro. Like, at that point, like I don't need to do any sort of pushing, you know? Uh-huh. And you know what's so funny? He always listens to the episode we talk about him. I remember one time he was like, yeah, I heard you guys talking about me this one episode. I was like, what are you talking about? That was the most random episode you just mentioned you and you just tuned in. Like, it's so funny. But, you know, like, I aspire to take aspects from you, but I don't want to compare myself to you. And I feel like I do that a lot because I don't want what you have, but I look at it and I'm like, damn, that'd be nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you know what? The word for you this year that I think is coming up for you and that's come up through this conversation and then I'm hearing you kind of talk about, it's like structure. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, you're a Virgo. You really do need that.
I know.
You do.
I need it at work. I know.
You need it at work. Yeah. And I do think seeing how you live your life in the moments that you try to have structure and how they do work for you without trying to eat the world all at once with the biggest to-do list. Because I think when we make a mistake, sometimes we try to overcompensate. By adding 5 extra things because then we'll catch up with time and catch up with whatever we're supposed to do. But as a Virgo, you know, you are analytical, so you need a structure of some kind. And interesting to see that my structure is – the structure that I have is not the one you'll adopt, but you'll see a framework of structure in my life and how it keeps me chugging along. And so when I talk to you about, like, my life – it's because of the structure that I have that I just have to abide by because if not, I go crazy. Mm-hmm. And it's just gonna, like, just slow me down in a way that is not beneficial to the goals I want to meet for myself and how I want to feel. But it does take a lot of work, you're right. And it is kind of just difficult if you're not used to having that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, as a Virgo, I can relate to you. Mm-hmm. And it seems like structure for you is going to be something this year. Whatever,
yeah, however structure,
you, yeah. Yeah, however you want to, like, roll it out and however you want to kind of lay it out in your day-to-day, your week, or your months. You know, I look at people that have, like, planners and plan every hour.
That's crazy.
And I think that's insane.
That's insane.
But a part of me says, like, would that keep me more accountable, too, with, like, certain things where – you mentioned earlier, right, that, you know, you have things to do, but there's not an urgency. But they're kind of in the back of your head of, like, I need to get to them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I wonder what difference that would make if I had it, like, visually out, like, this needs to happen and needs to happen at the 5th hour on the 5th day of the year. And I look at that and I'm like, that's intense. Yeah. And it works for them. And I don't know if it'd work for me or whatever, but
yeah,
I also pick kind of, like, little I pick like little things from what people do to implement, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's like helpful to try something and be like, actually, that's absolutely not for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And you're right. I mean, because with structure, as annoying and as like stupid as it sounds, it really does help. Like it helps. Like even you're saying budgeting. I remember when I started budgeting, my whole life changed.
Yeah.
Like I literally was like,
you told me.
I was like, oh my God, I have money. Yeah. Like literally was insane. And I stopped that because I have my system now of not having to worry about my bills because they're all on auto pay. So I don't ever really worry about, I don't worry about how much I'm spending because I just always focus on keeping my accounts at a certain number. So I don't think about what is that number? How is that number changing? Am I getting secretly charged by Amazon from something? You know, I don't know that. I don't go through my bank statement to be like, what, which one of these doesn't make any sense, right? You know, and some people do. Some people like notice that they're being charged for a subscription that they canceled a long time ago. Fenty, girl, let me tell you. Lucky, I lost my credit card for Fenty and I've forgotten to think. I think they're taking away my credits for every month that.
Just cancel it.
I did.
Yeah. I did. Like when Angel mentioned it, I was like, you're right. I actually have not bought anything from Fenty in a long time. And the hype was cool for a while, but.
Yeah, no more.
No, I don't know. Yeah. You know, it's just, so I just canceled the membership. Because every first of the month on my calendar, I had, cancel Fenty.
I know. Yeah, and that's kind of where I am too, is like, I always have these things where I'm like, why is it there? Because that's what I was doing. Because since I'm moving rooms because I'm broke, I need a downgrade. And that was what I did. I like remember I had this box full of markers. I was like, why do I have markers? I was like, when am I ever going to need a fucking orange marker?
Yeah.
You know, like Crayola markers. I never fucking color.
Yeah.
Which I should. But, you know, I don't. And so I got rid of them. You know, just stuff that you just accumulate because you bought it. You know, and you're just like, but I paid for this. But it's like, okay, but. Girl, you paid for that 4 years ago. Like, that shit's depreciated in value.
That is worth negative.
Girl, that marker is dried out. Like, throw it out. You know what I mean? So, things like that, or even, like, you know, my art stuff. I have a lot of art stuff that, not my art supplies, because those were, I'm still holding on to those. But my, like, paintings I used to have, my old sketches, like, things that I thought I would look at with fondness, I never pull out. And I'm just like, who cares? I mean, I did this in a shading class. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
This isn't fucking a portrait of like my late grandparents. You know what I mean? Like who cares?
I can promise you it's not the Mona Lisa.
Girl.
It's not a Rembrandt.
Rembrandt.
I feel like we all kind of have some messiness in a sense in our life. And I love structure for you. I look forward to seeing how you work with that, how you implement it into your life. Anyone who says that they don't need structure and then that just like living on edge, you are lying to yourself. I remember hearing people, and I remember having, like, a friend at the time that was like, it's so boring having structure. Like, having routine just makes life boring. I'm like, are you clinically insane?
Yeah. Because, go to a doctor.
Because as I psychoanalyze you, the way your life is hanging by a thread, not judging, but it's like, your life would be so much easier if you just put an alarm. Your life would be so much easier if you just didn't wait to put gas. If you just did it on your way. You know, little things that you're like, geez, people stress induce themselves so much that I'm like, scary.
Well, I mean, talking about our guest we just had for our last thoughtful moment, Berenice, chaotic, but you know she has structure.
She has, yeah.
She has structure.
She did mention how she kind of maps out her day.
And she still has fun.
She has
so you
fun.
Can have
check
fun.
Check her out.
Yeah, check her out.
She's having a lot
check
of fun.
Out her life. check out their podcast, Thank You for Your Concern. But you know, like I felt like for the longest time I could do it, you know, just by remembering or just kind of doing that. But like I do need to write it down.
Yeah.
I do. And yeah, I love my technology, but you know what? My Google Calendar is not the same as like a physical planner. It's just it's not it's
we're,
so weird.
We're that generation.
We are. Isn't that weird?
We are.
That's
we are.
Weird. That's
like,
scary.
I was just talking to Jackie who also mentioned like she's getting a planner and she's like, I tried doing the Google thing. It's so funny that literally she's like, it just did not work for me. Like she's like, for me, I need to write it out and I need to see it. So I need to have a hard copy. And I'm like, yeah, because we're of that generation where we were still using pen and paper for, like, shit, you know. Our homework assignments weren't electronically until probably later in college. But I totally get that. I love writing stuff, which is why I love books. Because you ask, like, why do I buy the book? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I like having the book and I like writing notes. I may never look back at it at some time, or maybe I will, but I totally get that. I agree with you 100%. And
world.
Yeah. Go buy a planner.
Yeah. You know, Happy New Year.
Planner, structure, Happy New Year. Bye.
Bye.